Hi folks, it's time for another episode of the Haven Rugby League Fans Podcast with all the latest news and reviews from the Haven. Faz and Stubbsy from Trust in Haven welcome you to this latest episode of our podcast by the Whitehaven Rugby League Independent Supporters Trust. Here we go.
Right, and after a few weeks break when there's been a lot going on, here we are with episode 10 of Trust in Haven's Haven Rugby League Fans Podcast, and it's me, Dave Fuddle, and once again, I'm joined by our friend from Bury. It's
Paul Stubbs.
Welcome along, Paul, and speaking to you today, but we had a great, well, it was great last weekend to be back at the Eliel Arena, or is it the recreation ground? I'm not quite sure which. For the return of fans to games, and it was a great day, Paul.
Yeah,
despite the result.
Despite the result, we'll talk about that in a minute, I do believe. But we're actually talking face to face, socially distanced, aren't we, Dave? Because I'm actually up here in sunny Cumbria.
That's right.
We deserved a win. We didn't get it. I'm trying to be very diplomatic here and not call the referee, but he was awful.
I think there was at least one decision which certainly had a bearing on the game. That was the disallowed try at the Kells end for Andrew Bowman, which he said there was separation, but the photographs which have appeared on social media since then would seem to indicate he got that one wrong.
He got that one wrong big style. And if anybody else has seen the photograph of, I think it was Andrew again, getting tackled by the Batley player with his knee and pushing him out of play with his knee, I think we were hard done to. We really were hard done to.
Yeah.
But silly mistakes again, every now and again. Couldn't keep hold of the ball, and we didn't complete enough sets, I don't think.
Yeah, I think a bit of credit to the visitors, Batley Bulldogs. Probably the best Batley Bulldogs team I've seen for a number of seasons. They looked to be pretty well organised with some good players in key positions.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. They brought the big lad on with the ponytail or the bun on top of his head, and he seemed to dominate the game. They brought him on 20 minutes into it, I think, and they got the ball and he was like a bulldozer straight through the middle every time he got it, and there were three or four of our players onto him and they couldn't hold him at times.
So great to see fans back at the recreation ground. Wasn't quite back to normal, but still a good atmosphere, and look forward to the next game, Paul.
Yeah, unfortunately I'm not up here for the York game, but I'll be up for the Swinton game, as I have some friends coming up who are Swinton fans, so there will be a bit of banter, I think, between us. I'm looking forward to it. I really enjoyed live rugby, shall we say.
Yes, absolutely. Great to get back to it after a year and 3 months, 4 months even. So, just like to say well done to everybody at the club who worked really hard to make sure things went smoothly. We're still not completely clear, and we won't be for a while yet. So the next game against York at the end of June, the same will apply to fans attending the game as applied last Sunday, which will mean getting your tickets in advance and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think the same for the Swinton game as well, Dave.
Yeah.
I think that'll be an operation for that.
Yeah.
So we're just all hoping that this is going to come to an end sooner rather than later, aren't we?
That's right. I say we were hoping that would have been the last game, but circumstances dictate otherwise. And I say it's going to run into July now. But yeah, at least it's live rugby. It's great to be back. As I say, lots of positives last weekend. I thought the team played some good rugby at times, scored some good tries. but not for the first time. I think the coaching staff were a bit bemused by the officials, Paul.
Yeah, I was talking to Johnsy after the game, and he was a bit bemused why the try had been disallowed and by some of the other decisions. And I just hope he got the apology that he was looking for from the referee.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying about that.
No, they were looking forward to Monday when the referee has to report back on the game. But that's not the first Monday they've had.
No, the week before, apparently, from a different source. I'm not going to who it was, but apparently there were three apologies from the referee the previous Monday when we played Sheffield, or the Monday before that when we played Sheffield. So, apologies don't make points, though. It's cost us points, and it's cost us wins, and that's the annoying thing.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they do say that these things even themselves out over the season.
Well, we'll see.
Things have got to change, and hopefully next. So this weekend, Whitehaven on the long trek down to the capital to take on the Broncos.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a hard one. This they're starting to find some form now. Having said that, if we play as well as we've played the past few games, we'll give them a game.
Yeah.
And that's what we want.
Yeah.
So it's just a long trek down there.
You know, Whitehaven on the day can match anybody in that division, other than Toulouse, of course. So, yeah, who knows what the outcome. So if you're a Haven fan travelling down to London, stay safe, enjoy the trip, and hopefully... let's get a good performance, and maybe the result will look after itself from there.
Yeah, maybe you might be celebrating or whatever on the way back, but let's hope it's celebrating, not commiserating on the way back.
Yeah. Just coming back to last Sunday, lots of positives on the field. Positives off the field. First one was... the family of Jimmy Clements were down, and was the naming of the grandstand, the Jimmy Clements grandstand. That was a really nice touch, Paul.
Fantastic gesture. Spent most of his time in there, didn't he?
That was his bolt all,
I think,
under that stand. What a great way to remember a man who gave so much to the club.
A true stalwart.
Yeah, Jimmy Clements, as he had gone but never forgotten, and that's a very good way. And the other thing, as I say, the tragic news around one of our younger supporters, Takiri Blackwell. Great again, a really sort of good touch from the people at the club, remembering. Takiri and how much he supported the club and enjoyed watching Whitehaven Rugby League Club. And it was good to see, or I think it was good of the club really to have Dennis and Susan McEwen, who was Takiri's grandparents and real stalwart fans, to be able to have them on the pitch. And in memory of Takiri. So, yeah, another nice touch there, Paul.
And the players wearing T-shirts.
That's right.
In memory of Takiri.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was quite moving, really. And a mixed applause from everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
It really was.
So, yeah, so, as I say, lots to talk about, but lots more going on. So, at the club, lots of changes going on, the official opening of the new sponsors lounge has been rescheduled for June the 26th when the ex-Hull Leeds Castleford Great Britain forward Lee Crooks will be in attendance, and the club are inviting people along. It's free of charge. A chance to listen to Lee Crooks and about his career at the top level of rugby league, but we understand the club has already said on social media that there'll be a big announcement that night. Now, I wouldn't want to wish to.
What did we get up to?
Yes, the announcement on the night. Don't want to preempt that, and I don't want to steal the club's thunder, but I'm given to understand that it is something that the club have been working on for a number of years now and will have a very positive and beneficial effect on the future of the club. And it's something the Trust has been keen to support. As I say, we've been speaking with directors at the club on this initiative really since 2019, and we have committed to support it as best we can. So at this point, I'm asking all Haven fans, firstly, to say to those who are Trust members, thank you, and with your support we can support what the club are going to announce. But more importantly, to those Haven fans out there who are not members of the Supporters Trust, we need to get you on board. We need you on board helping the joining us as a Trust member, helping us raise funds for this initiative. The more people we have on board, the more we can do. It's as simple as that. So we're appealing today in this podcast to all Haven fans out there to sign up for Trust in Haven, the independent Whitehaven Rugby League Supporters Trust. Now go to our website, trustinhaven.com, and it's on there. Sign up to become a member of Trust in Haven. So we'll say no more than that and await the announcement, but we want more members. We need more members to help the club, to help this initiative, which we think is absolutely massive. It's going to be down to how many people we can sign up as to how much we can do. It's as simple as that. So yeah, thanks very much for those who have signed up, and thanks to those who will sign up. Thank you. Yeah, Paul.
Right, I think we're down to the last thing, Dave, don't you? And last fan standing.
Well, that's it. Part of our fundraising, it's been a regular thing, is the last fan standing. We're doing a 2021 one, and you can perhaps explain a little bit. It's a little bit different, perhaps a little bit more appealing to Haven fans, Paul.
Yeah, unfortunately, at the present moment in time, I think we've got only two or three entries. We've got a week to go. I know we do get a lot in late on. Plus this time we are working on the Championship rather than Super League. We just thought it'd be a bit more interesting. You've got more choices of teams. Still runs the same format over 10 weeks or 10 games. Whitehaven are in there. We just thought we'd chuck it in the mix and see what happened. Super League, as they say, is getting a bit more predictable, whereas the Championship, everybody's saying it's a bit unpredictable, apart from a certain French side that seem to be walking away with it at the top. So, come on, have a go. It costs you a tenner. Sheets are available from Dave, or they're available online. We can send them you. It is actually also on our website, and you can pay by PayPal there. And enter online. So please have a go. It is all going towards this initiative for the club. Any money that we make, if I'm not mistaken, Dave, we said we'd put straight into that.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. This is the start of hopefully a number of things we'll do to support this yet unannounced initiative from the club. Your support now and going forward is essential. As Paul says, there are you can get entry sheets, but in this pandemic times, you can do it in a very COVID safe manner by doing it online at www.trustinhaven.com/lastfanstanding, and it's all done electronically. You can even pay electronically, so please consider doing that if you not. A techie person, we can give you sheets to sign up. So it's up to you, but get on board. Still a bit of time to sign and join, and the more the merrier. So thanks very much for that. Yeah. Just one other thing we'd like to bring up, as I say, which it's really we're appealing or we're offering to supporters. You've probably been, you may well have been watching Haven games during the lockdown when there was no fans allowed on the Our League streaming app, which was good, and I certainly signed up for that to watch the games live, was able to follow the club. Now that fans are allowed back in the ground, clubs are wanting people to turn up and pay their entrance fee and go and watch the games live. That's so much better in so many other ways and totally understandable. So the Our League streaming of live games, while it's not ending, it's been significantly scaled back. So if you want to watch Haven in action, you can still do so. It's available on the Trust in Haven streaming site, but that site is exclusive to Trust in Haven members only. So for every game we've played this season, unlike the Our League app, you can go back and watch games really from the first friendly against Newcastle back in March right up until Sunday's game at home to Batley. They're all there, 80 minutes full coverage, no edits, no nothing, just 100% Haven game footage. It's all there on our website, but to get it you need to sign up as a member. If you consider that the cost, even if you have to pay a full membership, is less than £1 a game, I'm sure you'll agree it's great value. And for Haven fans, as I say, it's a chance to catch up on games maybe you've missed, or just if you've a bit of time free, you can watch the game. Yeah, so that's the Haven, Trust in Haven video streaming of all Whitehaven's games so far this season. It's not live. Games are posted there on Sunday evening after the game, so they're there quite soon after the game. So so certainly something you might want to consider. That's for members. It's exclusive to members. So to sign up, go to www.trustinhaven.com to sign up. So yeah, just one last thing again on fundraising. Something we set up recently. Few people have signed up, but there's still lots of potential there. Something you maybe already know about, it's called Easy Fundraising, and basically where people shop online, if they sign up to a cause, a percentage of commission for that online transaction, that online sale, will be made to the cause. Our cause is Trust in Haven, which ultimately will go back to the club. As I say, if you're shopping online, please consider this, because it's certainly worthwhile doing. It costs you nothing, but it does put money in the coffers. So if you haven't already done so, just go to the homepage on our website again. Just cover that. It's www.trustinhaven.com. And on there is a banner to the Easy Fundraising site. Click on that, go to that, sign up, and then after that, if you're shopping online, make sure you make sure you're doing it on behalf of the support Trust in Haven. So yeah, that's Easy Fundraising. It's easy, it costs you nothing, but it puts money back into Trust in Haven and ultimately back to Rugby League in Whitehaven. So yeah, so that's it, I think, from me, Paul. As I say, lots going on at the club, lots going on with the Trust. Just to say that we have had a significant uptake of membership over the last month or so, Paul.
Yeah, we have. I think we're up to 8 or 9 new members or rejoining members. The only thing I can say is, if I don't get back to you the same day, I know it does say we'll get back to you in 24 hours. Unfortunately, the person that did it before me wasn't working, was retired. I do work for a living, and it might get to a couple of days before I do get back to you.
Yeah.
So please just bear with me. And plus, at the moment, I am up here in Cumbria, and I'm working on a metered internet connection, and it's very slow. So I might not be able to get the memberships out as quick as I would like to. But if I'm at home, I do endeavour to get them out the same day. I have been got home at 1 o'clock in the morning from work, and I have sat down for 2 hours doing memberships and sorting memberships out and renewing memberships. So just bear with me, please.
Yeah.
That's it, Dave.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Stubby. Working hard on behalf of the Trust and on behalf of Rugby League in Whitehaven. So that's great. So, yeah, so as I say, people getting on board with the Trust, they can't all be wrong. Lots of benefits, lots of reasons why you should. So, yeah, make sure you, if you're thinking about it, do it. Do it today. So that's all for the moment. Thanks very much, everybody. Keep supporting the Haven. Best of luck to Gary Charlton and the team in London this weekend. And hopefully we'll be back in a couple of weeks' time with a club director on board, when we'll talk more about this announcement at the Lee Crooks event and go into more detail then. But we'll enjoy your rugby. We'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Well, folks, that's all for another episode of Haven Rugby League Fans Podcast. Produced by Trust in Haven, the Whitehaven Rugby League Independent Supporters Trust. Hope you enjoyed it and will join us for our next podcast. To find out more, visit our website at www.trustinhaven.com.